Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low-income plans priced as low as $45 a month. For more information, go to m3isp.com. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer says six technology companies have signed a new state pledge aimed at ensuring data centers expand without shifting costs to residents. Whitmer announced the Michigan Affordability and Responsible Growth Pledge, calling it the first agreement of its kind at the state level. The companies signing are Anthropic, Google, Microsoft, OpenAI, Oracle, and Verisk. Under the voluntary pledge, companies commit to paying the full cost of their data center development and operations, investing in electric grid improvements, supporting clean energy, hiring Michigan workers, and protecting the state's natural resources. The governor is also urging lawmakers to write existing Public Service Commission safeguards into state law. Those protections include requirements for long-term service contracts, termination fees, financial guarantees, and other measures intended to ensure large energy users, not residential companies, pay the costs associated with increased electricity demand. State officials say Michigan law already prevents residential electric customers from subsidizing large commercial energy users and requires data centers to comply with state's environmental regulations and clean energy standards. The administration says the new action plan is designed to encourage economic growth while maintaining protections for utility customers and natural resources. And emergency responders in Huron County safely rescued seven juveniles Saturday afternoon after they became stranded on Lake Huron near Wagner Park in Harbor Beach. The Harbor Beach Fire Department, Sherman Township Fire Department, and East Huron EMS were dispatched shortly after 2:10 p.m. Following reports that several juveniles had overturned while using kayaks and paddleboards. Initial information indicated six people needed help, but crews ultimately located and rescued seven individuals who had gathered together on a single paddleboat approximately a mile and a half offshore. Rescue crews spent about 30 minutes searching for and bringing everyone safely back to land. Officials also recovered the group's kayaks and paddleboards, which had drifted to roughly 2.5 miles offshore. No injuries were reported, although one juvenile was evaluated by EMS after experiencing a blood sugar-related medical issue. The rescue happened while a beach hazard statement remained in effect for the Lake Huron shoreline, where strong currents and hazardous wave conditions had prompted officials to urge people to stay out of the water. When we come back from this M3 Wireless sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Make the switch to M3 Wireless and enjoy lightning-fast upload and download speeds you can depend on every day. Whether you're streaming your favorite shows, gaming online, working from home, or connecting multiple devices, M3 Wireless delivers a smooth and reliable experience without buffering or interruptions. Their network is built for performance, giving you the speed and stability you need to stay connected at all times. From video calls and home offices to movies, music, and more, M3 Wireless keeps everything running seamlessly. Proudly serving homes and businesses across Bay, Aranac, Huron, Lapeer, Saginaw, Sanilac, St. Clair, and Tuscola counties. Call 989-269-2306 or visit m3isp.com to get started today. M3 Wireless, strong, reliable internet you can count on.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with your local news, a Huron County man is facing sentencing after pleading guilty to a felony drunk driving charge Andrew Benjamin Verton admitted to operating a vehicle while intoxicated on May 25th in Port Austin Township following a single car crash on Point of Arks Road. Authorities recorded Verton's blood alcohol level at 0.217, nearly three times the legal limit. This makes his third offense, with prior convictions in 2010 and 2011. The court accepted the plea and scheduled sentencing for September 21st at 9 a.m. Verton remains free on $10,000 bond. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by M3 Wireless, your best choice for internet service in the Thumb of Michigan, with low and compliance prices as low as $45 per month. For more information, go to m3isp.com.